and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano at Florida State University in Tallahassee. An emotional observance brought the school community together after Thursday's shooting that killed two people and injured six.
Friday evening, a candlelight vigil capped a somber day on campus.
It's the kind of tragedy that shouldn't happen. Not here, not anywhere. We are heartbroken.
Still grieving, students and others returned to retrieve their belongings they left behind during the chaos.
It was horrible what everybody on campus had to go through. No student should ever have to go through that.
CBS's Katie Weiss in Tallahassee. There is a new development in the case of a Tufts University student from Turkey who was detained by immigration agents and sent to Louisiana.
A federal judge has ordered that Rumeysa Öztürk must be returned to New England by May 1st to determine whether she was illegally detained by authorities. She's been held in Louisiana for weeks over what her lawyers say is apparent retaliation for an op-ed piece she wrote in the student newspaper addressing the Gaza war. Her bond was denied earlier this week. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Iran and the United States will hold a second round of talks in Rome Saturday over Iran's nuclear program. But CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff and Iran's foreign minister are debating in public.
On X, Witkoff posted what appeared to be America's bottom line. Iran must stop its nuclear enrichment. But before the talks even open, Foreign Minister Araghchi has responded, that is a non-starter.
The Trump administration is planning to roll back considerations of what constitutes human rights abuses. NPR investigative journalist Graham Smith obtained the plan.
We got this internal memo, and it lays out basically how they should take the reports that were generated by the Biden administration and remove absolutely everything that isn't explicitly called for in those reports. And it is all kinds of things: freedom of privacy, freedom of expression for regular people, child sexual exploitation. If it's not in that law, it's not going to be listed.
A late-season winter storm has been disrupting ground and air travel across much of Colorado and Wyoming. But forecaster Callie Zanandre of CBS TV station KCNC says heavy snow means good Easter skiing.
Great news for many ski resorts. A-Basin picking up 7 inches, Winter Park 6, Eldora 5, Breckenridge and Aspen both picking up 3 apiece. So if you're hoping to do some spring skiing this weekend, you'll have some fresh powder.
Meanwhile, temperatures will be 10 to 20 degrees above average from the Gulf Coast to the Northeast if you prefer warmer Easter egg hunts. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
The Brewers win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-3 victory over the A's. Milwaukee's third win in a row. Game two of the three-game series is tonight. Chad Patrick on the mound for the Crew against the A's right-hander Luis Severino. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard speaking for the first time since being told the pain in his right leg was due to a blood clot.
It was a little bit scary. You know, I think I've had a couple surgeries in my career. You know, I've had things that I've had to deal with ankle or Achilles, calf, whatever it might be, you know, but those are all things that you go to rehab, you know, you deal with it like that. But then you see you have a blood clot, and obviously that's a thing that can affect your life. One of my closest cousins in 2021 had a blood clot in his calf, and he ended up having a pulmonary embolism and dying. So obviously that's the first thing that comes to mind. You know, I'm just happy to be on the other side of it.
That's the Bucks, Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The new Star Wars film officially has a title, and it's called Star Wars Starfighter. The film's lead actor will be Ryan Gosling, and it will be directed by Sean Levy, whose previous credits include, well, pretty much everything. Levy has directed the recent smash Deadpool and Wolverine, all three Night at the Museum films, and executive produced Stranger Things. Gosling's last big film was The Fall Guy, so I'm sure he's eager to wash that taste out of his mouth. Star Wars Starfighter hits theaters May 28th of 2027. There is something about podcasts that seems to help celebrities open up. Emilio Estevez recently appeared on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast, Host Josh Horowitz asked The Outsiders actor what the worst note he ever got from a director was. Estevez says on the set of St. Elmo's Fire, director Joel Schumacher screamed at the top of his lungs, "Have a good bleeping time." Estevez says Schumacher was a bully and wildly insecure. He also made a very mediocre Batman movie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tonight, a low in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny and a high in the mid-50s for Saturday. Increasing clouds Sunday, showers developing, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Showers continue Sunday night and linger on into Monday morning. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend news, and Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, will be here to talk about changes coming to the WIAA. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Just weeks after creating a $50 million tax credit to help families pay for private school, and keep in mind, this is in Idaho. Most of these school vouchers do not cover the entire cost of private school tuition. In Idaho, for example, they're $5,000 tuitions. There are very few private schools where you can put your kid in, you know, primary schools, elementary schools, high schools, where you can put your kid in and pay for a year's tuition with $5,000. So who ends up taking these $5,000 checks? People who are already have their kids in private schools, which is mostly the upper middle class white kids. That's who school vouchers are designed to help. Who are school vouchers designed to screw, to hurt, to hinder, to slow down, to reduce the quality of their education? Low-income people and particularly racial minorities who fall into that low-income bucket. So here's, you know, the Republicans who run Idaho. They just decided that they're going to take $30 million away from public schools and add it to this $50 million so that an additional 6,000 private and homeschool students can join the 10,000 others who are already on this program, where the state subsidizes their private school education with a $5,000 a year voucher. We saw the same thing in Arizona. Texas is rolling out a massive program this week as well. Families in Idaho, this is amazing. The credit allows private and homeschool families to reduce their tax bills by $5,000 per child, or get that money from the state if they owe no taxes. But families don't have to provide proof of how they spent the money. The Empowering Parents Grant Program that lawmakers repealed to pay for this, they repealed $30 million for public schools to pay for this $50 million program for private schools. The program that they repealed went to public school students this academic year, more than 24,000 of them. So we're going to hurt 24,000 low-income people, and we're going to help 6,000 high and middle-income, the children of high and middle-income families in Idaho. Aren't these Republicans sweet? I mean, they're just, they have, you know, if you're white and you make a good salary, you know, probably over 100 grand a year, or your family income combined, then Republicans in Idaho are looking out for you. If you're not white and you're making less than 100 or 150 a year, you know, they have no use for you, frankly. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is threatening to fire Jerome Powell. Now, here's a prediction for you. Powell's term expires in May of next year, 1 year from, you know, a couple weeks from now. I don't know if it's the beginning or end of the month, but whatever. It's basically a year away. And Trump wants to replace him with a toady. I doubt that Trump right at this moment is willing to risk making the markets go absolutely nuts when they've already lost, what, 6, 8, 9% of their value just from his stupid little trade tariff wars. But I doubt he's willing to let it go even crazier by firing Jay Powell, Jerome Powell, right now. But I wouldn't put it past him. I mean, he's bragging about the ability to do it, but, you know, legally he doesn't have that ability. But there's a Supreme Court case, you know, Humphrey's Executor, it's called, or it's a, they're revisiting Humphrey's Executor was the 1935 case, in which the Supreme Court ruled that Franklin Roosevelt, President Franklin Roosevelt, could not fire the head of the Federal Trade Commission because it's a position that, you know, it was created by Congress and requires Senate approval and, you know, has specific limits, specific terms, and doesn't, you know, it's technically not part of the executive branch. Well, the same is true of the Fed. And so the Trump administration is going to court. The Supreme Court said yes yesterday. They said, yes, we'll take this case. And sometime in the next few months, we're going to hear the outcome of this. And this is actually about, you know, whether he can fire the head of the National Labor Relations Board, which is another one of these, you know, organizations that is supposedly independent of the president. And if the Supreme Court rules that he can, and by the way, Neil Gorsuch and Clarence Thomas have already said that they intend to rule to overturn the Humphrey's Executor precedent. If that happens, then I can pretty much guarantee you that within days, Donald Trump will be going after Jerome Powell, because then he'll have the legal basis to do so. Right now, he doesn't. But all that said, wait 13 months. I think that, you know, when Powell leaves office legally, you know, assuming that nothing happens between now and then, which is a pretty big assumption, actually. But I think that when Powell leaves office, Trump is going to try and replace him with another, you know, kind of an ass kisser, you know, somebody like Kristi Noem or Pam Bondi or Pete Hegseth or, you know, one of these Marco Rubio, somebody who just will do whatever he says, no matter what. You know, Trump says, bow down. Yes, sir. How far? Oh, down enough to kiss my shoes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Am I licking your shoes fast enough? No, no, you could do it faster. I mean, you know, he's going to find somebody like that. And that person is then going to start lowering interest rates. And you're going to see an explosion in inflation. And you're going to see the country slide into a depression, I'm telling you. So, and finally, for this hour, a geeky science. This is absolutely fascinating. This is an article by Nick Harding over at the Telegraph. Why your sleeping position is shortening your life is the rather provocative headline. And they go through basically the three sleeping positions: sleeping on your side, sleeping on your back, sleeping on your stomach. They note that one of the most common contributing factors to problems with sleep is a sedentary lifestyle. So no matter how you sleep, the number one thing that you can do to improve your sleep is go out and walk for a mile or two every single day. And I can tell you, you know, Louise and I have been doing this for years and years and years. And there, you know, just you know, a 45-minute walk is 3 miles. And a half-hour walk, 2 miles. I mean, just do it. If you know, assuming you can. And if you can't, if you can ride a bicycle, if you can use an exercise machine, if you can just, you know, sit there with a 5-pound barbell, you know, do something to get your heart going, right? So, number one. Number two, side sleeping. This is the most common position. If you suffer from acid reflux or GERD or other gut problems, they say you should sleep on your left side because the stomach is lower than your esophagus that way. On the other hand, if you have a heart condition, you should sleep on your right side to alleviate pressure on your heart, which can cause changes in the heart's electrical activity. Also, during sleep, the brain's glymphatic system washes waste toxins away from the brain. There's evidence that suggests this process works better when we sleep on our right side. Side sleeping, they note, can also cause wrinkles and breast sagging because the skin on the face can get pressed against bedding and gravity can pull breast tissue and stretch skin. To mitigate some of the problems associated with side sleeping, they recommend using a thick pillow to align your head and neck with your spine and place another pillow between your knees. With back sleeping, one of the most common health problems is sleep apnea, which disrupts the continuity and quality of sleep. And one way to reduce that is to sleep in an elevated position. Another is to put a pillow under your knees to straighten out your spine. Front sleeping can be a problem for your neck and back because your head is, you know, tipped over. It does reduce snoring, though. But it can also arch your spine, and it can contribute to wrinkles in your face and even changes in the position of your teeth in your mouth over time. So, FYI, everything you ever wanted to know about sleeping, right? All right, enough of the geeky science, enough of the politics. What's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Friday or Anything Goes Weekend. We can talk about, you know, anything from flying saucers to the Fed. So, what is troubling, concerning, or exciting and enthusing you? I'll pick up your calls right after the break.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us. When was the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if you're like me, the answer is never. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. Use promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now and use that promo code TOM14. That's HomeTitleLock.com, and the promo code is TOM14.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a 2-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
That first time seeing my son,
I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, tax accountants, you've been hearing me talk about Blue Jay, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know how crazy it is this time of year. Well, Blue Jay is the leading generative AI solution and the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with the touch of a button. I asked my accountant, Larry, to test it out. This is what he said. He said, Tom, research takes a lot of time, and I'm obsessive about making sure things are done right. Blue Jay has made our firm more efficient by saving us time. It's easy to use, and the excellent quality of the research responses have taken a huge load off my shoulders. End of quote. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, intuitive AI technology built with a library of only the most trusted tax resources updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, save 40% off at BlueJay.com/start now. That's B-L-U-E, the letter J.com/start now. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, you can text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
He said it couldn't happen here, but it's happening right now. Right policy while the rest of us ask how. They cut the schools and hospitals, they bleed the working class, while golden jets and Mar-a-Lago nights are flowing high on gas. They sell us out in plain sight. No need to hide the crime. Just pledge your love to power, and you're safe most every time. Regulations bought and sold like favors in the dark. And truth is just a whisper in a cage without a spark. This is
America. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's up?
Hey, can you hear me, Tom?
Just fine, Charles. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, I've been trying to get to you for a couple months, maybe, believe it or not, but I just think you have so many people calling you now. But I love your show.
Thank you. Since
2003. I think of you more, not like a teacher anymore. I consider you like an older brother.
Well, thank you, Charles. It's an honor.
You know? Oh, man. Oh, it's an honor for me every day. I'm calling in because I think I kind of understand now, and even listening to some more of the program this morning, I'm understanding what's going on. I think this is my theory. As far as Abrego and sending these people off, you know, to these foreign prisons, and why are we designating and why? I always go back to why the Democrats are allowing this to happen, but, you know, you let Trump dictate the talking points, calling these gang members terrorists. And if we are under law, I mean under war, and you want to say that we're fighting, how come we don't have troops in all of these other countries? There's Maduro's country, and why are we trying to get to his government and overthrowing his government if this is such a war that he has to pull out this alien executive act. But I think part of this is when he first became president, this Trump administration did make a deal with Maduro. And the way that he hates people that dissent, and you can tell, of course, by what Marco Rubio is doing to these students that have these visas, I think Trump has made deals with dictatorships across the world and said, if you have dissenters that's in this country, we're going to ship them back to you. Mm. Or we're going to send them to the Supermax prison.
Yeah.
And what I heard the other day, what made my blood crawl, what got me to thinking, well, I was right all along, was someone was expanding these camps to you, and I think he was saying that there were mass graves outside of that big camp in El Salvador.
Yeah.
And I just felt like, you know, that's what he's doing. And also now that, you know, they're also trying to go into a school in L.A. I know the school superintendent because he was superintendent here in Miami, Carvalho, before he went to L.A. And I think what they're doing is, just like in Broward County right now, they're trying to close down some schools because they're saying attendance is low. Of course attendance is low because public schools are open to the people that can't afford private schools. And these are the immigrant families that's here that's just trying to work and live the American dream and sending their kids to school. And their kids are staying home now because they're afraid that they're going to, I mean, you know.
Yeah, or their parents are fleeing the state.
So my whole point is this, though. What's bothering me is, why is this business as usual? The American people, we have their attention.
I don't think it is business as usual, Charles. There's going to be a million people in the streets tomorrow.
No. We got to get rid of Chuck Schumer. We need to stop working the Senate. We need to stop working the House right now. Tom Holman and his type need to be brought to justice. And what I mean by justice is they need to see a prison cell. What Trump has done is kidnapping. This is a bigger scandal than what the Democrats are making out of it.
I agree.
And all I'm trying to say is sometimes you can look back and say, how did this happen to this country? How did that happen to this country? Well, it's not just the Republicans. The Republicans are lockstep.
Yeah.
If you think you're going to change any senator or Republican from going against Trump, I think you're crazy because you're not catching the game. They're lockstep. In fact, they're cheering Donald Trump.
Oh, you heard what Lisa Murkowski said yesterday? She said we're all basically terrified of Trump. I mean, you know, came right out and said it. Charles, I'm out of time here. I got to move along. But thanks for the call. It's always nice hearing from you. I appreciate your kind words. 27 minutes past the hour. Excuse me. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Back with your calls on whatever's on your mind right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, not a chance. Come on, the Supreme Court got that one wrong, too. Native Path Collagen is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types, as they make up about 90% of the collagen in our cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so I can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, etc. Because Native Path Collagen's recipe is a peptides formula, it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path Collagen offers really amazing bundle deals only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Tom and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/THOM. getnativepath.com/Tom. All right, if CBD isn't part of your wellness routine yet, now is the time to change that. It's CBD Awareness Month, and CB Distillery is going all out with a massive sale. Save up to 60% off everything. That includes their number one best-selling relief stick for post-workout pain and their sleep gummies, which are my absolute favorite products. I use them every night. And all of it's up to 60% off when you use the code VIP. This is premium quality CBD. Nothing artificial, no fillers, just clean, plant-based solutions that work.
Whether you need to sleep better, have less stress, or relief from pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a natural solution to help you. You don't want to miss this discount. It's the perfect time to get started with CBD and stock up. Visit CBDistillery.com and use my promo code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, code VIP. CBDistillery.com, code VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. In Tallahassee, hospital officials say six victims of Thursday's shooting at Florida State University will all make a full recovery. But CBS's Katie Weiss tells us mourning for the two people who were killed continues.
FSU canceled all home athletic events through Sunday, and Governor Ron DeSantis ordered flags across the state to fly half staff until sunset on Monday.
President Trump is laying out his bottom line as the U.S. and Iran begin another negotiation session Saturday over Iran's nuclear program.
I'm for stopping Iran, very simply, from having a nuclear weapon. They can't have a nuclear weapon.
It's looking a lot like Christmas instead of Easter in Colorado and Wyoming.
Up in the northern, central, and southern mountains, we could pick up a foot of snow. Now, this is that wet, heavy, slushy spring snow, so you may need to get out there, shake off those tree branches.
Forecaster Callie Zanandre with CBS TV station KCNC in Denver. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Since we haven't heard Glenn Powell news in about 4 seconds, here is an update. The highly in-demand actor will co-write and star in a new comedy about a country western music star. Powell is partnering with Judd Apatow, with whom he will share writing credit for the script. Apatow, whose credits include The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up, will direct. Powell's most recent credits were Hitman and the blockbusters Twisters and Top Gun 2. A legacy drummer is out of a job. The Who has decided to part ways with Zach Starkey after almost 30 years following a performance at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Starkey is the son of Beatles drummer Ringo Starr and the godson of original Who drummer, the late Keith Moon. Starkey apparently got into it on stage with lead singer Roger Daltrey. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-3 victory over the A's. Milwaukee's third win in a row. Game two of the three-game series is tonight. Chad Patrick on the mound for the Crew against the A's right-hander Luis Severino. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard speaking for the first time since being told the pain in his right leg was due to a blood clot.
It was a little bit scary. You know, I think I've had a couple surgeries in my career. You know, I've had things that I've had to deal with, you know, ankle or Achilles, calf, whatever it might be, you know, but those are all things that you go to rehab, you know, you deal with it like that. And then you see you have a blood clot, and obviously that's a, you know, a thing that can affect your life. One of my closest cousins in 2021 had a blood clot in his calf, and he ended up having a pulmonary embolism and dying. So obviously that's the first thing that comes to mind. You know, I'm just happy to be on the other side of it.
That's the Bucks, Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tonight, a low in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny and a high in the mid-50s for Saturday. Increasing clouds Sunday, showers developing, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Showers continue Sunday night and linger on into Monday morning. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
And from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Albaugh Show, moving soon to its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, Laura Bird is back. The author and tireless bookstore promoter helps mark Independent Bookstore Day with ways you can support a local business.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. So join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511. Because in a totally free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text fees may apply.
Greasing the wheels, Department of Education, cut it down to size, keep them dumb, keep them blind, feed them AI lies. He ain't building rockets, he ain't building cars, he's buying up laws, playing God with the czars. Bureaucrats fold, pockets getting fatter, while he codes the future, controlling the chatter. What is Musk want? What's he really after? DC's on a leash, bowing to the master. Power ain't enough, he's the puppet caster, flipping the switch on democracy faster.
Just 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Dan in Huntsville, Alabama. Hey, Dan, what's up? Dan? I'm not hearing Dan, but Dan's been on hold for quite a while. I'm going to put him on hold here on line three, Mateo, and you can figure out what's going on with Dan. James in Tampa, Florida. Hey, James, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Good morning, Todd. I've got some vegan food information for you. Okay. I heard last week you were talking about taking the capsulized form of lion's mane mushroom to get the benefits from it, and that you didn't know whether it was cookable or how to cook it. Mm-hmm. Well, my daughter, who trained for 2 years at the Culinary Institute of America, has worked in a 5-star Michelin restaurant in New York and in Aspen, worked for Sullivan Street Bakery for several years in New York, worked for Sullivan Street Bakery in Miami for a few years, and then she became vegan with her partner. Mm-hmm. She is currently working with their business, doing a kratom kombucha product, and she's also delivering vegan meals to families on the side. Mm-hmm. Well, she uses lion's mane mushrooms to get a steak-like flavor in several vegan dishes.
Steak-like,
you
said? It
is quite cookable. Yes, tastes like steak. Huh. It's very good. There are several other mushrooms that are very, very good. And if you would be interested in learning how to create meals that taste like good old home cooking, even vegan, I can give you her name and number. If you'd prefer, I can give you that off.
No, that's okay, James. Louise has been cooking vegan food for 50 years for us, and all three of our kids were raised vegetarian. After I mentioned that, a bunch of people sent me lion's mane mushroom recipes. We're kind of buried in this stuff, but I appreciate the offer. It's very considerate of you. I wouldn't want to put her out and it's out there, but, she should think about publishing a cookbook or something.
Well, my wife and I have both talked to her about it. And
she started cooking the Substack newsletter. There's a bunch of them out there.
Well, she's also asking us for home recipes that we've cooked over the years that are not vegan, mm-hmm. that she's converting to vegan.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can make, you know, pretty much anything vegan and you know, imitate any other meal. It's not that difficult.
Okay. Well, if you're ever in Miami on a Saturday, look for the Coconut Grove Farmers Market and go by the Tom Fun booth, and you'll probably find her there.
Okay, I'll check it out. I actually may be there next May, so... next February. Yeah. So we'll see. James, thank you for that. I appreciate the tip and the kind offer. Jim in Soisette, New York. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today? Jim in Soisette, New York. Folks, when you get put on hold, there's a slight delay. Part of it is just electronics, and part of it is the obscenity delay. So that, you know, if somebody drops the wrong word, we can push a button and it vanishes. So you need to listen to your phone rather than your radio. And Jim, you still there? No, he's not there. Okay, let's try Harold in Selden, New York. Hey, Harold, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I'm calling with a common sense question for the country. Have we all lost our collective minds? Every single one of us that went to school knows that the president cannot create a governmental agency or department out of thin air. In order for any department or agency to be created, both houses of the legislature, the House and the Senate, has to pass identical legislation to create it. Then the president can either sign it or veto it. If he vetoes it, then two-thirds of both houses can override his veto.
Yeah, this is why, you know, Harold, I get all that, but what Trump did is he took an existing federal agency that was created by Congress and did have a budget and had about 30 staff members. It was called the U.S. Digital Agency, which was supposed to developed back during the Clinton administration to kind of interact with the developing internet, I guess, and to help, you know, bring government agencies up to speed on dealing with the internet. And he just took that agency over and renamed it DOGE and put the DOGE people in charge of it. And now it does the DOGE stuff. So, here's how they got around it.
But here's my question. If it was created by Congress, they also had to write legislation as to what the purpose of it was.
Correct.
Is he following what Congress...
You know, I have not seen a lawsuit on this, which suggests, now there might, that doesn't mean that there isn't one. There may well be one, but I haven't seen any evidence of one, which would suggest to me that the mandate that Congress gave this agency when they created it was broad enough that this might fall under it. You know, but I just don't know. But your point is well taken, Harold, and I appreciate your calling and making it. Thank you so much. Leah in Houston, Texas. Hey, Leah, what's up?
Good morning. I'm calling about Kilmer Abrego Garcia and the photos we were shown last night.
Mm-hmm. You mean of him meeting with Chris Van Hollen?
I'm sorry? Yes. You mean the... Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Sir. Yes, with the senator. So I've got a lot of questions. I'm asking these questions, and I'm being accused of being conspiratorial when I'm not. I just have questions.
I'm going to try to run through them for brevity. Kilmer in these photos had a goatee, a sharp beard line, visible hair under his hat, and a fresh face. That strikes me as odd. Why does he have hair if he was just shaved, right? Mm. The senator's facial expressions are extremely quizzical. Maybe I'm reading into it, but if you go through the facial expressions and the body language of the senator, he doesn't look like he's fully comfortable with what he's seen. I don't know how to explain that. He just doesn't.
Yeah.
As far as the clothes and the fresh haircut and all of that, people have said, well, they're just doing it for appearances. Bukele doesn't want them. They don't want it to look like he's being abused. Sorry. He doesn't want it to look like they've been abused. I don't buy this story at all because he has no problem showing exactly what the prisoners inside CECOT look like. So this idea that they would bring him to a hotel outside of the prison, that raises more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Again, some say, well, they just don't want CECOT to look bad.
they have no problem with Sieg Hunt looking bad. Christine Noem did a full photo shoot there. They like how it looks. So why is it just Kilmar that gets brought to the hotel with fresh haircut and everything?
You know, I noticed the same thing. I noticed that he did have what looked to be, at least a week, maybe 2 weeks worth of hair growth. And that you could see from under his hat and around his face. And my guess was that it was about 2 weeks ago that this started becoming a high-profile story. And probably at that point, they segregated him from the other prisoners, put him in his own special private area, maybe even solitary confinement, who knows, let his hair start growing so he wouldn't look quite so shaved and stuff like that. But that's just a guess. I mean, you know, none of us know, Leah, but I think that when it comes to, a dictator like Bukele, and he calls himself a dictator, he's proudly a dictator, then I think you're right. All bets are off. You have to view everything skeptically.
Yes, but sir, there's another part. It has to do with the DepartmentofJustice.gov. They posted one day ago an intelligence information PDF. In that PDF, they spelled Kilmar's name incorrectly.
Yeah.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with your calls.
It's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an ash. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, Goodfellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And wow. He said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and even your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise loves this stuff. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom. And get up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom for up to 37% off. That's Vibrance.com, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com, Vibrance.com/Tom.
Pushing back hard, 'cause there ain't no choice. You see the storm, you feel the weight, fighting for justice before it's too late. But even warriors need to rest, even lions lay down in their nest. Take a breath, take a break, don't let the fire turn to ash in its wake. Find the light, rest your soul so you can fight. The road is long, the night is cold, but you can't stand tall if you break in four. So breathe deep, let it be. Sell their life, they stack the deck.
52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. And picking up your calls, Mike in Lomita, California. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, just a quick poster suggestion. Real men own their errors. Psychopaths worship them.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Real men, what their errors?
Own, O-W-N.
O-W-N, okay, I got it. Yeah, I Could love it. Admit. Well said, Mike. It's also true.
Yeah. Very good current reference.
A definite benefit. Mike, thank you for that. That's a great suggestion. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta. How you doing?
I'm suffering peacefully, and hopefully you will suffer the eccentric dissident for just a minute.
So, sure. Of course.
Your
newsletter yesterday, by the way, over on Substack was great. So keep going.
Well, now, see, you're stealing my thunder, because I was just about to tell you about your piece today in the Hartman Report about Trump's corruption. Excellent piece.
Thank
and
you.
That's why I'm calling you. And I want to take a lot of time, so let me roll here for a minute. Trump is, you know, in this country, we are always looking at the what, not the why. We have a drug crisis. But we don't understand. We don't look at why we have so many people using drugs. We have a health crisis. We don't look at why we have a health crisis. And this continues throughout the society. Trump is the symptom. He's not the disease. It doesn't matter. There's corruption throughout this country. And I'll tell you something. You can go from government to corporate, from John Hinckley to Patty Hearst to Citizens United. You know, I worked, and you know this about me, one of my first jobs in corporate America was as a technical recruiter in industrial relations for the Mattel toy company, you know, Hot Wheels, Barbie dolls. Mm-hmm. Well, I was in the electronics division, and we made something called Intellivision, and there was Atari Vision at that time, and Intellivision had superior graphics and hardware. So my job was basically as an ambassador to go out and snatch bodies. Electronic engineering was fairly new at that point in time, and so I would go to colleges, Stanford, all over the country. I would steal people from other companies. That was my job. If a VP came to me and said, look, I need a guy that can do this and this and this, it was my job to go get that person. Mm-hmm. Now, there was a process that I had to go through. First, I'd put an ad in the Los Angeles Times, full-page ad on the weekend. Guy didn't come in, didn't get the right guy. Eventually, it went out to what's called a headhunter, and I know you know what that is. Mm-hmm. The headhunter would charge if they, I said, these are the specs I need on this guy or this woman. The headhunter would go out and find that person. So whatever their salary was, let's say $60,000, the headhunter's fee when they found me that person that was suitable was 25%. So that's $15,000 to the headhunter. Do you know at 22 years old, I had headhunters that would split the fee with me, say, hey, look, I'll put money in your pocket. These guys, I would give these guys free martini lunches, and they would hand me envelopes with thousands of dollars in it.
Bro.
There were times where I had so much money in my pocket, I couldn't take it to the bank because it didn't add up with my salary. There were times I was paranoid I had so much money in my pocket. Look at and if you really want to see corruption, look at the legal system from bail to jail to judge appointments. That's just what it is. And I'm about to finish right now. Trump has just announced, or Smitty, as I call him, has just announced a trillion dollar budget for the Department of Offense and Murder. Oops, did I say doom? I meant Department of Defense. Okay, $1 trillion budget. Think about this. What if you took $500 billion, and you did an excellent rant earlier on school vouchers in Idaho and what these people are doing across the country? What if you took $500 billion and put it into public schools and education and the other $500 billion and put it into public health care? Maybe you wouldn't need a Department of Defense. You feel me?
Yeah, and you wouldn't have a drug crisis, and you wouldn't have half the ills that we have in America. Yeah, no, you said it very well, Kenyatta. And I think you're absolutely right. You know,
I had one anecdote for you, and I wanted to chide you a little bit. Your first caller today. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say we're out of time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll give you 10 seconds.
No. We'll get to it later, man.
Okay. All right. Good talking to you, Kenyatta. And everybody, check out Kenyatta's newsletter. Just get over to Substack and plug in Kenyatta, and it'll come right up. Kenyatta, thank you for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour. I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned. It's Anything Goes Friday.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about the price of oil with Mr. Global and what that means for consumers. Hour number two, we'll talk about organ donation. I hope you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. As it becomes Saturday across the nation, it is 30 years since the Oklahoma City bombing when a domestic terrorist bomb tore through a federal building. 168 people killed, 700 were injured.
For National Memorial and Museum visitor Jesse Adler, the bombing has been seared into her memory since she was 13.
The Oklahoma City bombing was my first "where were you, what do you remember" event.
Surrounded by the empty chairs of its victims, the state's capital is today recognizing the strength and resilience that emerged in the wake of a tragedy. Brad Gibson for CBS News, Oklahoma City.
Police are investigating the mother of the alleged shooter being held in the killing of two people and the injurings of six others at Florida State University. She is a former law enforcement officer, and police say her former service weapon was used in the shooting. Meanwhile, more details of what happened during the shooting are emerging now as CBS's